Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 11, 2023. Make a king over us. Question. In the group, we live inside different, dynamic states. What does make an effort to make a king over us mean? Answer. You must elevate the Creator in your eyes so much that he becomes in your mind the only one who controls absolutely all of nature, including, of course, yours. Then you will always be in connection with him. Question. Let us say we have accepted the Creator in our hearts as a ruler, as a king. How can we work in this state? Answer. Connect with each other to such an extent that the Creator is between you. Try to find the Creator in yourself, feel how he controls you, and you will feel it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 30, 2023. Revealing the glory of his kingship. When the small one is above everyone. Question. The Creator loves me, but at the same time he torments me. We feel the most painful and massive suffering at the level of our world. There is a great desire for them to become sufferings of love where I want to connect with the friends and feel them as myself, but I cannot. How can we move from corporeal suffering to spiritual suffering of love? Answer, it depends on you which sufferings are big and which are small. Take the Creator by the hand and bring him to a friend who is ill, so that he can calm him down and heal him. Try to be more realistic about things, and do not just say, I pray. I think. You lack a more real attitude. Question. How can you combine self-annulment before a friend where you are the smallest one, and at the same time bring him to the Creator? Answer. For this action, you are the smallest. But with the help of this action, you are the biggest. This is what is said about Moses. He felt and placed himself below everyone, and therefore was above everyone. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 30, 2023. Revealing the glory of his kingship. Selective impact of the light. Question. I feel that a burning evil is awakening in me toward my friends. And when I try to turn to the Creator through them, I eventually realize that this is evil in relation to the Creator. What am I doing wrong? How should I continue the journey? Answer, just keep going on and on and on. It is said about this, what the mind does not do, time does. The light acts very slowly. Rather, not slowly, but selectively at every moment of time for every millimeter of the way without missing anything. It has no jumps, and therefore it seems to us that it acts slowly. In fact, it all goes from generation to generation, from second to second, until it develops into one tape of time. And we will see the end of the correction. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 29, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. Just love. Question. How can we help friends who do not accept connection with other tens that are experiencing hatred and negativity? Answer. You should say that any manifestations of hatred between you must be rejected. We need to rise above all calculations. Love your neighbor as yourself does not include any past or present calculations, I love him, but I do not like this one, and so on. No. This is how we should treat everyone. There are no calculations, sufferings, tricks, or anything like this. Just love. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 30, 2023. Revealing the glory of his kingship. Questions about spiritual work. 5. Question. You said that when you give your friends freedom of action, then you will be free yourself. How can we give friends the greatness of the Creator correctly, so as not to put pressure on them or take away their freedom? Answer, open your heart to your friends and let the Creator influence them through your heart as he wishes. Question, When we gather with our friends, we can see how selfish everyone is. They do not want to unite and exalt the Creator. But when everyone makes efforts on themselves and restricts their egoism, it turns out that everyone wants to work for Him and exalt Him. Can this common desire be considered a revelation of the Creator and His greatness? Answer: no. On your part, this is a certain rapprochement with the Creator, but absolutely not His revelation in you and not equivalence of form. Question: it is written that the work itself is the reward. And it is like we were waiting for something else. Answer: you are waiting for the appearance of the Creator's qualities in yourself. Question: Rabash says that in order to annul one's egoism, everyone in the ten must acquire the force of the whole ten. How can we do it? Answer: it is very simple. Put everything together and share among everyone. It turns out that you form a ten, although, let's say there are only four of you, and everyone has the strength of a ten. That is when you can perfectly, easily, annul your egoism. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 30, 2023. Revealing the glory of His kingship. Every time the truth is new. Question: what is the truth, if according to Kabbalah, everyone lives in a delusion? Answer: the truth is what, in my current state, seems true to me today, because it coincides with my feeling, perception, understanding, and with what I am used to and what I know. At the moment, this clearly fits into my internal matrix, and therefore, it is true for me. The only question is, do I understand that this is about myself? Then I exist normally in clear planes. Suppose Newtonian mechanics exist in certain planes. And there is also the mechanics of Einstein, and the geometry of Lobachevsky, Riemann, and Euclid. That is, everything is relative. There is nothing absolute in nature, since everything comes from a person who perceives the world in his way. And although he was created this way, while changing, he anyway perceives the world in a different way, and therefore, truths change from century to century. For example, when the car was invented, everyone said that practically it could not operate faster than 10 kilometers per hour because a man would experience sensations in the brain that could drive him crazy. This shows how we perceive everything relatively. Nothing is absolute. I often give the example my teacher Rabash gave. When you see an airplane or some kind of bird flying in the sky, how do you know if it is 20 centimeters long or half a meter? Or maybe it is 200 meters long, but from a distance it seems small to you. Therefore, until you have measured it, until you have precisely attained it, or until you have specific and absolute measurements in relation to you, you cannot talk about it, or anything for that matter. And even when you measure everything in relation to yourself. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Where is the truth? August 27, 2011. There is only one gate to a happy life. Comment: Alexander writes, you say that over time all evil will disappear. Then why has it not disappeared to this day? Many generations have changed over thousands of years. We should have been reborn into better people, but the evil has only increased. Somehow your formula does not work. My response: my formula can work only when we try all the possible outcomes, that is, when we make sure that nothing works. Nothing. Then we will understand that we have no solution except to just treat each other as relatives. Not as our relatives today, since it is also egoistic when we think of them, but our relatives as ourselves. Love your neighbor as yourself. Question: does this mean that over time all evil will disappear? Answer: yes. Question: should we just poke in all directions that we can? Answer: absolutely. Question: why can we not be given even some tiny hole to get through? Answer: we would run into some kind of Leninism again. Question: will nothing happen until we go through all the roads and all the paths and run into a dead end everywhere? Answer: In general, yes. Such is our egoism. It must make sure that there is no other way but love for the other. Question: is this kind of work on wear and tear here? Answer: this is what love means, love your neighbor as yourself. When I have tried everything, and only this gate is open. Question: how will I come to this formula? You are now saying, love your neighbor as yourself, but let's say I cannot hear you. How do I come to the conclusion that this is the gate that I need to enter? Answer: you will see this gate before your nose and realize that there can be no other gate. There is nothing besides this gate, just emptiness. Question: is this what is written by the great Kabbalists, that you go and there is no gate? You walk along the wall, and there is no gate. And suddenly at some point, when you are exhausted, you suddenly see the gate. And it turns out that it always was there. Answer: yes. Question: and I did not see it? Answer: number question: what did I need in order to see it? It was always there, it just was. Answer: there was not enough disappointment. Question: should I be disappointed in everything? Answer: absolutely. In everything. So that only one thing remains: adhesion, brotherhood. We do not know what it is. We all use some kinds of substitutes and surrogates. But then we will feel it. Question: can you at least give a hint? It is clear that if we do not feel, we will not be able to hear you. But what do you mean by brotherhood? Answer: brotherhood is when we are all in the same desire, intention, and in complete adhesion and connection, unity everyone with everyone. We return again to the system called Adam as one person in one body, in one heart. This is the correct future. It should be before us. This is how this future should stand before me as an obvious, achievable, and necessary state. Comment: you have just depicted what we must come to after all the wanderings and disappointments. My response: that is why they are needed, to come to such a state. Question: isn't that idealism? Answer: this is not idealism, it is precisely the system of self-education. Question: but am I inside this system? Answer: I am inside this system, but I need to find my identification with it, meaning that I should be in it, participate in every aspect of it, and I want it to become reality. Question: are we, in principle, still inside this system, broken, scattered, searching, and suffering? Answer: but we have to agree with it. We need to want it to be manifested, and not remain in this fog, in the form of a negative, as it is today. Question: so, are we required to manifest this? Answer: yes. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, June 29, 2023. Michael Leightman, on Quora: what defines our current times? We are in a new transitional era. Over the generations, the human ego, the desire to enjoy at the expense of others and nature, developed to a point where we can no longer satisfy ourselves, and we are reaching a state of helplessness in continuing to try and fulfill ourselves by the same egoistic means. We experience more problems and crises on all scales than ever before, with rising depression, loneliness, anxiety, stress, mental health problems, drug abuse, divorce rates and suicide rates, to name a few. Our past egoistic modus operandi is clashing with a new globally interconnected and interdependent world, and we find that everything we have done over the millennia fails to work in satisfying us today. It has reached a saturation. Likewise, we do not know how to progress from here. Of course, we still have people claiming that we can solve today's problems through money, power or various other scientific or technological means. However, we will see how no such proposed solutions will not help us, because they fail to deal with the core problem, that we ourselves need to change. In other words, our egoistic connections between us, person to person, group to group and nation to nation, need an upgrade to altruistic ones, where we can experience our relations in harmony, peace and happiness. Since the human ego meeting the globally interconnected and interdependent world surfaces increasing problems, it is precisely that point of human connection that we have to fix. We discover how we are tightly connected, but we continue relating to such a state egoistically, in terms of what will I get out of this? As such, we feel our increasing connection as an increasing burden. As humans, we are the highest of nature's many elements, and as such, our civilization has to find some kind of a solution in realizing our connections positively. By doing so, we will solve every problem, and without a solution that connects us all together harmoniously, we will solve nothing. We can liken humanity to a single organism, with each of us as its cells. When cells consider their self-benefit at the expense of the other cells, the organism collapses. We thus suddenly discover that humanity acts like disconnected and discordant parts of an organism. Now the question is, how do we positively connect? What is the method that can bring us together in harmony? Connection-enriching learning should be our primary engagement today in order for us to optimally realize our current transitional era. The time has come for humanity's elevation to a higher level of consciousness, for us all to feel like one big global family. We have to open our minds and hearts to such a perception. If we reach positive connections among each other, transcending our egos, sharing the pain of others and willingly turning ourselves into a means for fulfilling them, we then discover the divine quality of love and bestowal enter our lives, and it guides us to life's highest state. Based on the talk Make a Better Person of Yourself by Connecting with Others with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Neil Donald Walsh. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.